In the castle.
The king is with the queen, Pembridge, and his servants in the dining room. On a table, there is a lot of jub-jub fruit, and there are also some turnips and cabbages.
It's lunchtime. I think I'll have some lunch. Yes, a jub-jub fruit. What are you having for lunch, my queen?
Cabbage and turnips, as usual.
And you, Pembridge?
Cabbage and turnips, sir.
Ha, 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 ha. Enjoy your meal. All the jub-jub fruit is for me. If anyone steals my fruit, I'll...
Suddenly, the king hiccups.
The king's hiccups are back.
Oh, sir, poor sir.
Pembridge rubs the king's stomach.
The king has hiccups. No one knows why. Someone must stop him, or maybe he'll die.
Lie down, my dear.
The king starts to lie down.
No, sir. Stand over here.
The king starts to stand up.
No, sit on this chair.
The king starts to sit down.
Open the windows. The king needs more air.
Stop. My hiccups have passed.
The guards enter with the children and Kip and some villagers.
Sir, these strange children picked this jub-jub fruit, sir.
But only I can eat the jub-jub fruit.
He takes the fruit from the chief guard.
Everyone else must eat cabbage and turnips.
We're sorry, sir. We're new to Grumpland. We didn't know the rules.
It's just the jub-jub fruit looked so delicious, and I was so hungry.
The fruit is delicious.
What does it taste like?
It tastes of popcorn and marshmallow ice cream. Yes, a little bit like peanut butter altogether.
The servants and the queen and Pembridge and the guards all look worried.
What's happening?
The king gives a very loud hiccup.
The king's hiccups are back.
Oh, sir, poor sir.
Pembridge rubs the king's stomach.
The king has hiccups. No one knows why. Someone must stop him, or maybe he'll die.
Lie down, my dear.
The king starts to lie down.
No, sir. Stand over here.
The king starts to stand up.
No, sit on this chair.
The king starts to sit down.
Open the windows. The king needs more air.
Stop. My hiccups have passed.
What do I do with these strange children, sir?
Put them in the prison under the castle.